Spring Breakers pack 1 million meals for Haiti relief. An ancient people group meets with the gospel in central Tanzania, and a ministry is helping people get Easter. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the people of Haiti continue to rebuild their lives following the 7.0 earthquake, students will be remembering them as spring break begins. Charles Detter of Global Aid Networker Gain USA says it's called Big Break, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ.
Every year, Campus Crusade for Christ hosts a student conference during spring break time in Florida.
This year, Detter says students will focus on packing a million meals for Haiti and outreach at the same time.
Afternoon, they'll go on to the beach and gather students who are just there for a good time on the beach and bring them to be a part of this food packing project. So it's Christian students reaching out to other students.
These meals will provide opportunities for ministry in Haiti.
With the staff team there, they are networking through their contacts of more than 100 churches throughout Haiti,
which is enabling Christians to share the gospel. Next, reports say dehydration is one of the major concerns in Haiti, and clean water is hard to come by. Small communities that barely have enough clean water for themselves are now trying to provide for numerous displaced people. Teams from Living Water International have been going to these communities to repair wells, ensuring enough clean water for them and all the new refugees. These life-giving wells also open doors to share the gospel. Pray that lives will be saved. You're listening to Mission Network News. What do you get when you take one of the oldest people groups in the world, add a socialist government, and take away a way of life? Well, you get a people group that time forgot, living in the remotest parts of Tanzania, the Sandawe. These people have little or no access to medical care and are deeply religious, but closed to Christianity. Open doors are one reason Africa Inland Mission's Jonathan Ager runs a medical clinic in that central region.
We partner with the local pastors and local evangelists, and they're able to come to the clinic and share with patients and pray with them and comfort families when they're going through a difficult time. It really opens a lot of doors to care for them and to bring them the good news.
The Agers are back in the United States on furlough right now, but head back to Tanzania in July. Jonathan says animism is a huge obstacle. However,
there's tremendous freedom when people accept the gospel and come to the Lord and are freed from that. It's neat to see our local Sandawe Christians being a witness. That.
Meanwhile, looking for a place to vacation this summer? How about a cruise with a purpose? Sergey Rahuba with Russian Ministries will take about 40 people on a 12-day cruise through Ukraine this August.
In every city where we stop, we will have a chance to visit churches, spend time with Christian leaders, see projects that Russian Ministries has initiated, and invested resources and develop those projects.
Rakuba says the spiritual implications of the trip are also great.
You build a bond with national missionaries. You build a bond with national church leaders. You see their need. You see what they are doing. And you become a part of that. Then you continue praying for them, supporting them. And you get lots out of that for your spiritual growth. So you feel that you are a part of a big international family of Christians.
To learn more about how you can join Russian Ministries on a cruise of the Ukraine this summer, head to our website. And Easter is one of the most important celebrations in the Christian faith, but most people just don't get it. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries developed a booklet to explain the resurrection story of Jesus Christ and help people understand the real meaning of Easter. The 72 hours that rock the world mixes humor, inspirational stories, and the full gospel message in a simple format. Go to our website to learn how to get copies to give to seeking friends and family. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all expenses paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.